So we're learning the sugya of whether Reichel is Mosehi, Reichel Mosehi, the sugya in Simin Kufches, and there are some relevance, there is some relevance in the sugya to Hilchos Pesach. So let's just chazer a teeny bit and get back into the sugya. If you remember, there's a sugya in Psachim that has a machlokes about between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether we paskin that Reicha is Milsa, Reicha Lav Milsa. And then there's a machlokes lahalacha, how we paskin, because there's another sugya in Avodah Zarah that has a machlokes of Abaye and Rava about Bas Tihah. And the pashtus should be that we paskin like Rava, which would mean that we're assuming that Reicha is Milsa. Right, and that would create lots of problems in Judaism. But that's exactly the way Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis, however, distinguishes. He says that no, the sugya in Avodah Zarah is unrelated to the sugya in Pesach. The sugya in Avodah Zarah is basically Bas Tihah, means that you're like taking the yayin, and maybe it is mazik you, and that's why it's unrelated to the sugya in Pesachim, where it's not mazik. That was like the broad construct of the sugya. We spoke about also how there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch as how we paskin in Sif Ha Sif Dal and Sif Hey. Sif Hey. Mutter Lishof the Piv Reach Yayin Nesach Derech Nekev Shebuchavis Leida Imhutov. Right, that's really Bas Tihah, no? That you're allowed to suck up in your mouth the Reach to find out if it is good, but you're not allowed to be Tayim the Yayin Zakirama, even though you don't swallow it at all. Apparently, there's an iser to be toim even without swallowing. The shach over here references the rivash that was discussed way back when in our youth in Simin Tzadi Ches about whether you're allowed to be toim yisurim, and if it's an iser that's pogum, it's a drabon that's pogum, so then the pisrei tshuva is mekel. But the rivash is choshesh that by smelling something, okay. Smelling is going to be okay, but if you taste a teeny bit, even without swallowing, it's going to be usser. And the Shach quotes the reason of the Rivash that by Yisuri Achila that are not usser b'hanoah, you're still not allowed to be toim. And the Rivash himself says one of two things: either he says it's like a gezeira that you might come to be toim, or the Rivash writes that's like a chatzi shir. No, that was like the razzle dazzle mahalach that we spoke about in the Rivash when we learned Tzadi Ches. But basically, the Rama says that you are not allowed to be toyim the chodesh of yayin, and then the Rama adds you're not allowed to be mezalef the yayin. You can't pour the yayin on the ground because I would be getting hanoah from the yayin. But you are allowed to be mezalef stam yenam because stam yenam is mutter b'hanoah. The Shach jumps up and down. He says, "What do you mean, Stam Yenam is much v'hana? We paskin in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel the dinim of Stam Yenam. That Stam Yenam is aser b'hana lachatchila." So basically, the Shach disagrees with this din. He writes that in the Yeshu Yashe b'dochek, but I don't know exactly the dochek answer that the Shach is proposing. Okay, so the problem with Bas Tihah and the problem of this sugya is l'cha'ora, the sugya of Bas Tihah is just telling me that it's not considered kishtiyah. Even if it's not considered kishtiyah, l'cha'ora, you are getting hana'a from the yayin. And it should be aser out to the din of the fact that we're talking about yayin asach and it's aser behana'a. So if you look in the Balei HaShulchan Sif Katan Tzadi Beis, he presents six different mahalchim, and there's a mahalach number seven that he presents in the Biurim. Let's just go through it quickly. Mahalach number one is this is considered Shalei Kederach. And apparently this type of Shalei Kederach is going to be mutter even l'chatchila. Right? That's reason number one that the Balei HaShulchan presents. Reason number two is that
Shalei Kederach usually.
Shalei Kederach is usually going to be Aser b'hana'ah, but apparently in this situation, Shalei Kederach is going to be Heter Gomor because it's Shalei Kederach and the Chefza is not really Omeid for being Meriach. Right? So it's Shalei Kederach of Hana'ah and the Chefza is intended for something else. That's probably the Mahalach. In other words, Mahalach 2, now because it's Eino Omeid L'Reach, we'll say Reicha Lav Milsehi, really, I think, is a necessary component to properly understand Mahalach number 1. Right, that the two go together. Malach number three, the Ra'anan of Avodah Zarah Tainus, and the Bir HaGra quotes this in Se'if Katan Lamed Aleph, that Mutar Lushreif B'fiv, it's the Ra, it's the Aruch, and that's how you answer Taisus's Kasha or Daf Yud Beis, that B'piv Vadairecha Lav Milsehi. In other words, the Gaon is distinguishing between being Meriach B'fiv and being meriach b'chotam. If I'm meriach with my nose, so then that might be considered derech. But if I breathe in, so that is considered the type of shalai kederech, which is going to be okay. The There is another mahalach, however,
So those two are all really along the same lines
that
of
they're all along the same line so far, right? Everything so far is mamish along the same lines, yeah. The Gaon writes elsewhere that I'm just looking for the line in the Gaon. The Gaon writes that maybe there is no din of the Ran writes in Avodah Zarah, that there is no din of Psik Resha by Yisurei Hana'a. Right? In other words, over here, my kavona is be'etzem not to get Hana'a from the Yayin. My kavona is to figure out is this Yayin good or it went bad? No? That's my kavona. The fact that I get Hana'a from it is a psikresha. I don't have kavona, but I end up getting Hana'a. And psikresha is not going to be usher by Yisurei Hana'a. What's the pshat? So the pshat might be as follows. The pshat might be that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has in the Kovet Shiurim on Ksubis Os Yud Ches that Rabbi Chanan Tainas that there are two ways to understand Psikresha. Psikresha could be a svara that it's considered chodamaisa. If I drag the bench and the bench ends up making a hole in the ground, so you don't view it like it's two separate ma'isim, since it's inevitable that dragging the bench makes a hole. So therefore, it's chad ma'isa. That's one mahalach that Rabbi Chanan has. The other mahalach that Rabbi Chanan has is that psikresha is usur because you can't argue that this is shelo b'miskaven, because since it happens every single time that you do it. So therefore, it is by definition, it's by definition considered mechavein. Right? That's the argument number two of Rabbi Chanan. If you accept argument number two, that psikresha by definition means it's mechavein, so l'cha'ora, there should be no difference between yisuri achila and yisuri hana. I have kavana for the I have kavana for it because psikresha means I have kavana. So if I have kavana to get hana, since it happens all the time, so it's going to be aser. But if I accept the mahalach that psikresha is considered chodamaisa, so one could argue that by isur, which are not aser, out the maisa, the iser is aser because you end up getting hana. So then one could argue that it is not going to be a. It's not going to be a problem. So the yesod of what's it called? The yesod of the Ran is that we could argue that psikresha is going to be mutter by isurei hana'a based on the way we just explained. Now, another mahalach that we could give just very quickly is that maybe it's takanat hana'a. Right, maybe precisely because it's mazik, it is not hana'a, and that could be a way of looking at it. Just to go back to the first approaches that we said, So we wanted to say that because it's Aser Midrabbanan, it's either Aser al Shelo Kederech, or since it's not Omed L'Reach, it's going to be Aser. But B'Kitzer, we asked the question, why do you mean it should still be Aser Midrabbanan to be Meriach? So maybe the pshat is as follows, or something that's relevant for the Mahalach of the Ran, which is that Psik Reisha perhaps is mutter by Yisurei Hana. Psik Reisha perhaps is mutter by Yisurim Drabanan. Taisus and Psachim might have this Mahalach. There is a discussion in the Tosis and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel. One could argue that Psik Reisha by Yisurim Drabanan is going to be mutter. What's the cheshbon for that? So the cheshbon for that might be, to some extent, the opposite. That if psik reisha means that it's ki'ilu you have kavana, right? But what does that mean? That means I have kavana to do this. But by yisur hana'ah, that's not sufficient. To be aser by an iser hana'ah, it has to be that you have merit, that you're mamish rebelling against the rebellion of shalom. Right? The yisod of an iser hana'ah, the yisod of yisurim derabanan, is not that this item is aser. Right? That's not the Chachamim's din. The Chachamim's din, when they ask the dinim derabanan, is that they say, listen, you better listen to rabbis. If you don't listen to rabbis, you're rebelling against rabbis. So, b'kahai gavna, you're a bad Jew. And that's why yisurim derabanan aser. The Meshul Chachma has this in the Parshas Vayelech. Yisurim derabanan aser because there's merit. One could argue that in any situation of psik reisha, even though you taka have kavana for this thing that I'm doing, but I don't really have kavana for merit. If you take the mahalach of Maisa Echad, so then one could argue that should still be Yasser. Rabbi Willick has this in his Sefer on Mordechai on Shabbos. Right, so this approach ends up being precisely the opposite of the initial approach, but basically, we have like six or seven approaches as to why there is no problem by Bastia, there's no problem of the Hana'ah. Right? Again, Gemara says that Bastia, it's mutter l'hariach. That's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, machlikas b'ayin Rava. We paskin Bastia, it's mutter l'hariach. The kasha that we asked is that shouldn't it be also because on Maaseh you're getting Hana'ah? So the two famous answers that we could suggest is either that's Aser Midrabanan, and what? And because it's Aser Midrabanan, perhaps in that situation, we don't say this in the Psik Reisha. Alternatively, you could say this Razzle Dazzle Ran in Chulun Daf Lamed Beis, B'Daf Pei Harif, that there's no such thing as Psik Reisha by Yisurei Hana'ah. That is what emerges from this discussion. Now, there is a discussion, however, in the Hemshech of the Dinim at the end of Kuf Ches, it says that Besomim, where is it? Yeah, it says in Kuf Ches that Besomim of Avodah Zarah and Kilei HaKerem and Orla is also HaRiach Behen. That you're not allowed to get Hana'ah, you can't be Meriach from Besomim of Avodah Zarah, Kilei HaKerem, Orla. You can't get Hana'ah, and therefore you can't be Meriach. Now, the Shach is bothered by Yataina. The Shach has a kash over here. The Shach asks, I don't understand. If you really hold that Reicha is Lav Milsa, why would this be a problem? The Shach suggests, based on the Taisus in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis, by a dover that's Omed Lahariach, so then we say Reicha is Milsa. So if you have Besamim, which are Omed Lahariach, so therefore it's going to be a problem. Then the Shach quotes from the Mordechai. The Mordechai says the same idea, that if we have a dover that's not Omed Lahariach, so in that situation, we paskin Reicha Lav Milsa, and he brings a raya from the sugya of Hadas and Esrig in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah tells me that by a Hadas, since it's omed for reyach, so when it becomes huksal mitzvaso, you can't smell the Hadas. But an Esrig, which is primarily omed La achila, so ki aktiye me achila aktiye, right? But you are allowed to smell the esrig. So the Mordechai from that Gemara brings a raya that by a dover that's omed lahariach, it's going to be a problem. Frek the shach. The MS Rayazu Rayaze Eini Makir. If anything, the Gemara in Sukkah speaks about Hadas Shel Mitzvah versus Esrig Shel Mitzvah, meaning that the issue over there is the Haktza'ah out the Mitzvah. Mashma, that only an Esrig of the Mitzvah do I say that it's Huktza'ah Mitzvah, so, and therefore, the haktzah of the mitzvah is only for the achila. But if I'm not talking about huktzah l'mitzvah, so I'm talking about mamish getting hana'ah, huktzah l'mitzvah, so b'pash, this is a din d'rabbanan. But if I'm talking about getting hana'ah from something, so then we could argue that sof-sof you're getting hana'ah from the reyach, and if you're getting hana'ah from the reyach, it should still be aser. Right, so the Shach says that the Mordechai's Raya from the Gemara in Sukkah about Hadas versus Esrig is not a Raya, because the Gemara in Sukkah is speaking about Huksal Mitzvah, so, as opposed to our Sugya, which is talking about something that your mamish getting Hadas is going to be a problem. So therefore, the Shach Tainas that maybe. Maybe the Isser over here is dafka by Avodah Zarah. Meaning to say, something that is hooked to something that is omed lahariach, that itself is not a problem, zok the Shach. Right? Omed lahariach, right, is only going to be a problem in the context of huktzah mitzvah. But omed lahariach is not a problem in the context of other Isurim. But by Avodah Zarah, since the Torah says, Lo yidbak b'yodcha me'uma min hacherem, so therefore, by Tosis on Daf Yud Beis and Avodah Zarah writes that any amount of Hana'ah, even if it is anything that is Oymed Lahariach by Avodah Zarah, is going to be a problem. Again, so the Mordechai says anything that's omid lahariach is a problem in general. The Shach says no, only by Avodah Zarah do I say that if it's omid lahariach, it's going to be a problem. Right? That's what the Shach's maskana is in Sifkat Chof Zayin. Good? The Gra disagrees. The Gra writes in Os Lamed Zayin that the only discussion is by Bastiha. Over there, it might be Mazik. Maybe that's why we're Megal. Others say that Bastiha is not Omeid Lahariach, etc. He quotes the Gemara about Esrig Shel Mitzvah. It's Aser Bahanda'ah, out the mitzvah. So you see that even though it's not Oymed Lahariach, so Zak the Gra, like the Shach, the Shamuchach Lahepech, because it's a Din of Huksa Lamitzvah, so Lachin Kasav HaShach. But then he writes that Tosfos writes, Lo mi baya b'kalei hakerem that you get Malka Shalai Kederech. But even by Urla, that you only get Malkus Kederech, Mikol Mokom Isura Miha Ika. Meaning, the Gaon is saying that anything which is Aser Bahana'ah, even if it's not Aser Shalai Kederech, Kilaya Kerem is Aser even Shalai Kederech. But according to the Gra, not only by Kilei HaKeren, by Avodah Zarah, which there's an Isser Shalei Kederech, but by any Isser Hana'ah, you are not allowed to use the Besamim. You can't smell it, because Alcohol upon them is going to be Aser Midrabanan. Okay, so again, let's chazer. According to the Shach, the Isser is basically only by Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is Aser Shalei Kederech also. The Gra says no, the Isser of being Meriach and getting Kana'ah through smelling, that Isser applies by all Isurei Hana'ah. So why is this important? This is important because there's a bakery at the corner of 187th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue, no? So it has like some Spanish name. So you walk by that bakery, and on Pesach, you smell the fresh bread. So is that going to be aser because you're getting hana'ah from chametz? Chametz bePesach is aser bHana'ah. So am I allowed to walk past the bakery on Pesach? I have to admit, in my youth, I used to be machmir on this, that on Yontiv of Pesach, when I'd walk from 186th Street where I lived down to the shul, I used to walk on the south side of the street near the bakery, not on the north side. The north side of the street is where the bakery was, and I would smell the stuff. And it could be the subsecretia, because the smell is mamish always there. Like the Gemara in the Psachim, the Gemara twice understands. We're talking about a case where it's not psikresha. My understanding is that's mamish psikresha when you walk by. So I'd walk on the south side of the street near the bakery. The problem is, at the south side of the street over there, you pass by an Armenian church. The Armenian church, there's a din of you have to be marchik from Avodah Zarah, even if you hold that Catholicism, perhaps, again, this is not mekubal, but even those who assume that Catholicism, perhaps, Efsher is not full-fledged Avodah Zarah, but the Armenian Church Mamish is Avodah Zarah, because they were on the wrong side of the icon controversy in the 9th century, meaning that they actually believe that the figures contain Yashka in it, right? As opposed to most Catholics who believe that the figures are just symbolic, just representative. They believe that Yashka is there, which Mamish is full-fledged Avodah Zarah. So you got to be Marchik from the church. So I can't walk all the way in the, south side.
An actual din that you need to be, you
You have to be
should
Marchik
walk.
Dalai Lama's from Avodah Zarah. 100%.
The
Again,
property
one
or
could
the
argue
building?
that you're being Marchik Dalai Lama's anyway, because like the steps that go up to the church might be more than Dalai Lama's, but it's probably a good idea to show that we don't like Avodah Zarah, that you want to be Marchik anyway. So it creates a little bit of a question. My kids just like make fun of me because like I'm walking in the middle of the street. Right? I'm walking in the middle of the street. That's what my kids used to make fun of me about. But am I allowed to walk past the bakery on Pesach? So if you look in the Isser of a Heter Ha'aruch on this din, it's in Klal Lamed Tes Din Lamed Gimel. The Isser of a Heter writes that Nevela and Shrefa, you're allowed to smell, but there's a suffix in the Isser of a Heter, maybe the chametz of a goy betocha Pesach, since it's aser b'hana'ah. So then perhaps the Hana'a of Haracha is also going to be a problem. You get an impression it's a suffix in the Sefer Isser VeHeter. In Reb Shlomo Zalman, in Halicho Shlomo on Pesach, in Perek Daled, footnote 67, he writes, if you're nimtza b'makom shenodev sham reyach chametz, you're not allowed to do a pu'ula of she'ifas hareyach. But you can't like inhale, because even though it's not your kavana, but like to inhale might still be a problem. And he quotes the hagos of the Isser v'Heter, that you're not allowed to get hana'ah from pas chametz of a goy. Now, the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Mem Gimel in Hilchos Pesach, the Bir Halacha shtells to are machlokes between the Shach and the Gra about Reyach by other Yisurei Hana'ah that are not Avodah Zarah. He quotes that the Achronim say, Shulchan Aruch writes that you can't even get Hana'ah from Chemtzo She'eino Yehudi. And therefore, the Bir Halacha quotes the Achronim say, you're not allowed to be Meriach by Pascha Mosho'akum. But the Chemin Moshe says, one second, in Yeridei Kufches we paskin, that if it's not Omeid L'Reyach, right, it's going to be Mutter. So says the Shat, says the Bir Halacha, one second, Lo Brira, Lo Brira, because the Gra in Yeridei Sem and Kufches sounds like it is going to be a problem, right? The Chemin Moshe says that it's not a problem based on Sem and Kufches. Says the Bir Halacha, look at the Gra. Moreover, the Bir Halacha tainas that it should be usur lahariach because you might come laochlo. Right? We had this svara that by toim, right? We saw that in the Shach and Sivkat and Chafdalet, even taste bepeh a tiny bit without being boleah as a pram shemayavo laochlo. If I specifically try to smell something, it might be a problem. It might be a problem. So it's not as really pashut, right? That it is mutter. It's mutter to walk on the north side of St. Nicholas and 187th. It's not at all pashut. Now, there is a discussion, though, that in Or HaChaim Siman Resh Tes Vav, there's a discussion over there about if you're Meriach Be'esrik Shel Mitzvah, do you make a bracha? Yesh omrim she'eno mevarech, because the esrog shel mitzvah is not l'reicha avida. Ordinarily, when I smell an esrog, I'd recite a bracha nosin reich tov beperos. But by an esrog shel mitzvah, so it's not clear because maybe it's not omeid l'reich, but it's nachon not to be meriach. Because there's a suffix whether you should do it. Now, this is a little bit difficult. Why do I assume that because I have a suffix, you shouldn't be Meriach? Right? We paskin that by Birchas Hanehenin, so you should try to avoid a suffix as much as you as much as possible. But since we paskin that suffix brachos lahakel, if you don't have an alternative, okay. Right? So how come over here it says that you should not be Meriach?
Doesn't that fit the quality? You shouldn't be messing with
I
the
should try
suffix.
to avoid it if I can.
Right.
Right? So if I can't avoid it, so Nishala Rabbeinu, this is I'm reading from Shlomo Zalman. The Rama writes, Kevin Sheish Safek Im Levarech, Lachain Ein Lahariach Bo. Now the Maharsha writes in Psachim that Suffolk Birchas Hanehenin Lahachmir. But we don't follow that Maharsha. So Lama Lo Yariach. Right? We paskin Suffolk Lahakel. If you no way to avoid it, so we should just say it is Mutter. So Zakt Reb Shlomo Zalman, that maybe when the Ramah says that we don't apply Suffolk Lahakel by Birchas Hareach, that's only by Birchas Hareach. You see, the Gemara at the beginning of Ketzer Mevarchem learns all brachos, that Hanehenem and Olam Hazeh v'lo bracha kilu ma'al. At the same time, right, we have a separate makar for Birchas HaReach, called Neshama Tehalel Ka, Ezehu Dover Shaneshama Nehenem Bo, that is Reach. The Guf doesn't get Hana'ah, only the Neshama gets Hana'ah from the Reach. Why do you need a separate makar? So the answer is because the Gemara says that Mar'eh and Reyach ain't behem mishum i'ilah. Kol Mar'eh and Reyach ain't behem mishum i'ilah. So you can't learn from i'ilah because Reyach is no i'ilah. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman tainas that maybe the Maharsha's vort and the fact that we reject the Maharsha, in others we assume that Safek Brachos is lahakel. That's only on those brachos that are based on the dinim of mi'ilah. But if I have a special din by Reyach, that's not based on the dinim of Mi'ilah, so perhaps it's going to be usur to be Meriach even when you can't avoid it. But that's not our conversation now, or it sort of is. Right? Resh Tes Zayin, excuse me, Sif Yud Daled. You shouldn't smell the Esrig because it's unclear if it's Oymed, right, L'Reyach or not. Yesh Omrim, that if you Meriach pass, the Rama writes, Yesh Omrim, if you Meriach pass Cham, you should make the bracha of Shenasan Reyach Tov B'Pas. Yesh Omrim de'ein l'varech, l'chein ein l'hariach bo. Same idea by the pass. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that it's not so clear that this halach is true. See, one could argue that by pass, the reason why you should perhaps be allowed to be Meriach is because it's Omed L'Achila, not Omed L'Reach. But that might be true if I have bread, that's Omed L'Achila. Let's say I pick up a piece of fresh bread, Bekavona L'Hariachbo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shar HaTzion that according to the Gra, whenever you have Kavona L'Hariach, it's going to be worthy of a bracha. So therefore, according to the Gra, im not lo lahariach sarich levarich, but the Mishnah Berurah concludes safek brachos lahakel. You don't make a bracha anyway. So, just to bring it back home, bakery, right? Am I allowed to walk past the bakery on Pesach? So this is getting hana'a al yedei reyach, right? By sha'ar yisrei hana'a, not avodah zarah. Or Kilei HaKerem, not those Yisurim which are Aser Shalei Kederech. So the Shach would say it's okay. The Gra would say it's going to be a problem, L'chaora. Now, though, it's not 1,000,000% clear, because is it really Oymed L'Reach? I can't get Hana'a, says the Gra, from Sha'ar Yisurei Hana'a, which are Oymed L'Hariach. But by the bread, is the bread Taka Oymed L'Hariach? According to the Gran Or HaChaim, if I pick up the bread and I dafka try to smell it, then it's Omid L'Hariach. But if not, the primary purpose of bread is to eat it, not to get Reyach from it. So one could argue that even according to the Gra in Yerideya, who says that by Isurei Hana'a, it's going to be a problem, by Isurei Hana'a, that are not Avodah Zarah and Kilei HaKerem will assume that it's going to be Usur. Yeah, that's true. But maybe this is only true by those Yisurei Hana'a, or you get the impression from the Gra, this is only true by those Yisurei Hana'a, which are Taka Omed L'Hariach, and Pas might not be Omed L'Hariach. Right? If I pick it up, it's an Enochanami, according to the Gra, it's a problem. But if I just walk by the bakery, one could argue that it should be Mutter. So I think there's strong grounds to be makel to walk on the north side of 187 during Pesach. Nonetheless, my general mahalach in life is that if you have a easy way to avoid a shaila, you may as well do it. No, I don't say safek lahakof if it's easy to avoid. Right? That's what we like to quote from the Ran in Psachim. Right? There's a safek in the Gemara. Like whether you need Haseba by Trei Kaseh Kamoi, Trei Kaseh Basroi, right? We do Haseba by all of them. Why doesn't it say Safek Lahakel? So the famous Malach in the Ran is that you can't say Safek Lahakel to eradicate a whole din. Then we have a stira between the dinim of Arim HaMukafos Choma, etc. Now that's like the whole pilpul, the Mishnah Malach, everyone talks about that. But the less famous Malach in the Ran is that Haseba is easy, so you may as well do it. Like, yeah, what's the man thinking? No, I think Haseba Taka is easy if you really have a couch. If you have like an armchair, Haseba is actually difficult. But the Ran probably had a couch; he didn't have like a armchair. So I think these are just some of the issues in terms of walking past the bakery on the Yom Kippur of Pesach, which is mamish relevant for our sugya. There's another din.
What if you did it with just breathing through your mouth and you're like getting into
So if I'm just breathing through my mouth, and so again, that's the question. I think there's a psikresha that you're going to end up breathing through your nose, you walk. It's a big bakery. You're not gonna. I mean, Taisus in Taisus and the Rosh there in Psachim, so get Yev Shavuot. It's big, but maybe you're closing your nose, right? Maybe, but I don't know if that's what happens. And
Didn't you just have to say over Bastia that it would be fine? I mean, if you breathe through your mouth, it would be fine over here.
so the Gra writes over here that the Piv, it's Lav Milsa by Bastiha, right? That the normal way of getting Kandala through Reyach is just Bechotem, right? That's the Gra Nos Lamed Aleph. Yeah. Let's just talk about another din at the end of Kufres, Pilpulin and Zangvol that they put in Kankaniya Yinesach, Mutr L'Hariach Behem. It's mutl hariach behem because those pilpulin, the goal is not to absorb the reyach of the yayin. Adrabba, the goal of the pilpulin is to be no sein re its reyach into the yayin, and therefore it's mutl hariach. However, you're not allowed to use it for the summum of havdola. I can't use it for the summum of havdola. Because there's a din the Gra writes, Hakriveyu nola, we spoke about this once, right? That anything that was used for like a bad purpose, also purpose, you're not allowed to bring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, can't do a mitzvah of Havdalah with something that has a connection to Avodah Zarah. Okay. Says the Otaz that you get the impression from this din that pilpulin of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't use for besamim. But regular pilpulin, you're allowed to use pepper for besamim. There are some who argue that pepper is not called besamim. The Mishnayos and Shabbos have different shiurim for the Mulach of Hotzah. We have one shiur for besamim, another shiur for pilpelas. So you get the impression that pilpulin are not bichlol besamim. But the Taz writes, no, you didn't learn that Gemara in Shabbos properly. Because Rashi writes in that Gemara that Pilpelas is not Pilpelin. Pilpelas and Pilpelin are totally different. And therefore, the Taz's Maskona is that Pilpelin is going to be on Bichlal B'Samim, and you're allowed to use Pilpelin for besamim at Havdalah. No? That's what the Taz writes. Nekudas HaKesef says, first of all, you Taz read the Shulchan Aruch wrong. Shulchan Aruch begins with pilpulin and besamim. Right? Pilpulin, zangvil, etc. But by besamim, it's okay. By besamim, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about pilpulin, it means sha'ar besamim. We're not talking about pilpulin at all. And zok the shach in the kodesh hakasef, you're not yotzei with pilpulin for besamim. Right? You can't use pilpulin for besamim. I, the Gemara in Shabbos, as understood by Rashi, is only talking about pilpelas. So that's because Rashi is saying, yeah, the word pilpeles with the sup is not the same as pilpulin. But pilpulin itself is going to be considered besamim. And the Shach concludes in the Nekudas HaKesef, he has a sefer katan called the Ar Yisrael. I don't know what that sefer is, but the sefer Ar Yisrael quotes in the Bach that you're not allowed to use pilpulin for besamim, Matzai Shabbos. There's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz, whether you can use pilpulin or besamim on Hamatzei Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin concludes that you're allowed to use pilpelas or pilpulin, I should say, for besamim on Matzei Shabbos. That's the that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Again, there is a whole other discussion over here. You look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, the footnotes over there. There's a further discussion about this question about making a bar mitzvah Motzei Shabbos on Pilpon. I mean, this would be true all the time, not just Motzei Shabbos, right? All the time, you would not make a bar mitzvah on Pilpon because Pilpon is considered, according to the Shach, Pilpon is not called Besamim, whereas according to the Taz, Pilpon is Besamim. So again, these are some of the dinim in the sugya of Reifa Milsa, which are relevant in general, and relevant for Matzah Shabbos, but it's also relevant in terms of our discussion about Hilchos Pesach and walking down the street where there is what's it called? Okay, so these are just some of my thoughts on Judaism.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.